Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're meeting with Nina, Hortonville Menasha Rockets boys hockey as our team of the week, as we continue to roll through the rest of our winter sports teams of the week. Got a few more left, and we'll be closing or finishing those up by the end of this week. This is podcast number 78, as we bring us to you as part of our sports coverage for New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com or wapakoneow.com. It all goes to the same exact website. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone whenever we post it. And we also put it on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram social media pages. Find us there. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. A completely transparent experience you will love. No games, no pressure. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And here they are. I met with them a few months ago, and we are going to talk with Nina Hortonville Menasha Rockets boys hockey. A bunch of the Hortonville players stuck around to talk with me, and it was pretty fantastic. Here is NHM Rockets boys hockey as our team of the week. And here with Nina Hortonville Menasha Rockets boys hockey team as our team of the week. We asked five athletes, we're doing six today, but five questions that we're here with Eric Alberts. If you have one superpower, what would it be?
One superpower, probably the ability to read minds.
What would you do with that?
I don't know.
I
could, you know what people are thinking about me, you know, and then be able to, like, react, like, be able to, I don't know, that would be sick.
What do you think I'm thinking about you?
Probably that I'm the best hockey player you've ever seen.
You already can read minds. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Miracle on Ice.
There you go. What do you like to do outside of hockey?
Outside of hockey, I like to hang out with friends, watch movies, play video games, you know, the basic stuff.
Who's your favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
I'd have to go with Mr. Pugliese, my math teacher last year. Just a really good guy.
And plans at high school, do you want to do?
I'm probably going to UW-Madison, it looks like. So.
Next up, we're here with Dylan Fox, not Dylan Long. If you'd be any animal, what would you be?
I would definitely be a monkey, because that's always been my favorite animal. You could climb trees, eat bananas all day. What a lifestyle.
Favorite TV show?
Some good TV shows could be, there's many out there, but I like Impractical Jokers, because that's a good one. Always make me laugh.
Who's your favorite character for that show?
Mo. He's a good one.
Yeah. Which one?
Mo.
Mo, you mean Joe?
Joe, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thinking of some Three Stooges there.
Understandable. There are a lot of girls at Hortonville High School. Why'd you pick my sister? What are you doing?
Well, she loves hockey. That's part of it. She's a big fan. Yeah, that's one big reason.
What do you think about her family?
Very unique family. Love her brothers, especially Adam's my favorite.
Okay, all right. You're adding that out. Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
My favorite teacher is Mr. Schweitzer, of course, because I've had him for chemistry. Great guy, makes class fun and interesting.
And what do you want to do after high school?
I'm going to Trine University in Indiana, just a small engineering school, and I'm going to be playing hockey there too, so that'll be fun.
Next up here with Carter Cunninger, who is the funniest teammate at Nina Hortonville Menasha Rockets Hockey?
Our funniest teammate is probably Griffin Congdon. He thinks he's really good at hockey. I personally think he's very good at hockey, but I think the rest of the team would have to disagree with that.
Okay. Favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday would probably be Christmas, just because who doesn't like getting gifts?
All right. What's something we should know about your coaches? They're not going to listen to this, so you can say whatever you want.
It's pretty nice actually having co-head coaches, because whatever they're weak at, the other person's strong at, so it just works hand in hand right there.
Who is your favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
Like last year, my favorite teacher is Mr. B because he teaches me how to make the best drawings when it comes to physics.
Sure. What do you want to do after high school?
My plans after high school are I'm going to follow Dylan and go to Trine University, and I'm going to study mechanical engineering.
Next up, we're here with Jake Mork. What did you learn at school today?
I learned how to make a triangle and then find the hypotenuse.
Okay. Can you explain it to me?
For in physics, we're trying to do like vectors and like how much, like if you have a ball hit another ball, what's the resultant going to be?
Got it. I just got smarter. Favorite food?
I'd say orange chicken from Panda Express.
There you go. What's the best part about being a goalie?
Most of the time, since we have a good offense, I don't have to do much. I just stand around. Perfect. But then I come in handy when we need it.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
I'd say Mr. Schweitzer because I've had him for the past 3 years and have him this year for 2 classes. So I see him a lot during the day. So he grows on me.
And what do you want to do after high school?
I want to go to University of Duluth and play hockey, but right after high school, I'm going to go to the Fox Valley Tech.
Next up, we're here with Tate Cottrell. Superstitions or anything you do before games?
Usually just munch on some gummy bears. I don't know. Tastes
sure.
Really good. And right before warm-ups.
I sure do. Favorite song?
Oh, favorite song. Lean With Me by Juice WRLD. Not
how,
bad.
How does that song go? Can you sing it?
I can actually.
You cannot?
I'm not a good singer.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Probably not a good song.
I like that. I like Juice WRLD.
Okay. What do you enjoy most of being the Horton or in the Nina Horton Menasha Rockets hockey team?
Probably the team bond. I think we all get it well, like really good, so it's always fun to be around the teammates.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School is who?
Probably Mr. Van Handel, because yeah, he's a really nice guy and he makes me laugh, so and that's becoming late.
Nice. Plans after high school?
I'm starting an apprenticeship next year at the Fox Valley Tech, and probably for electrician, but we'll see what after that.
And we will finish off with Jack Hornick. Asked already, but I'll ask again. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
That's a very difficult question. Probably be a cat. I get to lay around all day, be lazy,
yeah.
Sleep a lot.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? It's a difficult one. I'd have to say The Interview.
Very yeah.
Funny movie.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Best sports memory, any age, any sport.
Best sports memory?
Yeah.
Have to be from this year, being able to play with varsity last night, get it, escape.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School is who?
Mr. Weinberg.
There you go, that's my favorite too. What do you like about Mr. Weinberg?
He's a very funny guy, very fun to be around, class is great, love him as a teacher.
Definitely. Plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Plans after high school, I'm not sure yet. I'm looking into something in engineering field.
Team of the Week is by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the North Woods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for us this week. Make sure you subscribe to the Prep Sports Week, the replay podcast. Make sure you get yourselves a subscription to the newspaper or a digital subscription. Everything you can find online. It should be pretty fantastic as we continue to roll through the spring sports season. We'll be finishing up the rest of our winter sports teams of the week later on this week. Thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic rest of your day. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you later.